Good morning. Learning of this morning is sponsored with Chus Refuah Shleima for Yecheskel Dov and Tzivyanecha. The Chus of learning should have Refuah Shleima, the Sey Shah Chel Yisrael. Learning of this morning should also be Chus Refuah Shleima for Ayelo Adam Tovi Mechai Thora. The Chus of learning should have Refuah Shleima, the Sey Shah Chel Yisrael. So, Bez Hashem, this morning we had the opportunity to go through a little bit in Yon of the Yoyma, the halacha of that we lay in the Megillah, not only by day but also by night. And the truth is that this concept of laying the Megillah, both by night and by day, is a very unusual concept. Aruch HaShulchan points this out. He says, we don't really find this by mitzvahs that you do, the mitzvahs of Yom Tovim that you do by night and by day. Right? We take a lulav in the morning, not at night. We blow shayf in the morning, not at night. We don't usually find this concept of laying, of doing something twice, either you do it by night or by day. And the Gemara brings a special pasuk. The Gemara, in fact, has two different psukim from where the Gemara proves this concept of laying the Megillah twice, both by day and both by night. And actually, if you look, the inyonim that the psukim are talking about are very different. Rabbi Shubin Levi's pasuk says that you have to lay in the Megillah by day and by night. Why? Because of the pasuk. It's a pasuk which refers to the chiyuv to the spowl to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Tzara, and that we're saying that we should be mispowel and cry out to Hashem by night and by day, and the Megillah has that inyan, so we lay in the Megillah by night and by day. And then Ula Bira brings a very different pasuk when it talks about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the neis. So it's L'man Yizamercha Kovi V'lo Yidayin Hashem L'Kai L'Oilam Eideka, and we say Yizamercha Kovi is Bayoyin and V'lo Yidayin is B'Laila. So again, the concept of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu by day and by night, so two different concepts. But whichever pasuk we learn it out from, there would be, the Gemara says, there's a chiyuv to lay in the Megillah by night and by day. And we saw that there would seem to be a machlekes rishonim, which one of these two kriyas is the ikar kriya that was nusukim yidivrei hanaviyim, which has the status and the chashivas of a divrei kabbalah. Is it just the kriyas hayoyim, or is it even the kriyas halayla? Now, the pashtus lashon haGemara on Dav Dalet would seem to sound like that the night is the main one, because it says you lay it at night and then you repeat it by day. But despite that, we saw that many Rishonim held that Adirabba, the Ikar Chiyuv is only by day, and by night is only an added Chiyuv, a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. It doesn't have the same Chaymer. And Taisus, we saw, and the Rosh, they both say several different Rayas and Makairis to prove that the Ikar Chiyuv is only by day. First of all, we know that the Gemara has a hekish of Yimei Apurim Ve'Ela and Niskarim Ve'Nasim, that there's a hekish between the Asiya, the Mitzvah Hayoyim of Mishloach Manos and Suda, with the Zechiris Anais, which refers to the Kriyas HaMegillah. And we know the Gemara says that the Mitzvah Hayoyim are only by day, and if the Mitzvah Hayoyim are only by day and we're making a hekish, so it would seem that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah is also only by Yoyim. Also, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah which says that in the end of Megillah, in the third part of Megillah, the Mishnah discusses that the mitzvahs which are by Yoyim, so it's Kol HaYoyim is kosher for those mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs which are Belaila is Kol HaLaila is kosher. And the Mishnah discusses that Kol HaYoyim is kosher in Mikra Megillah, and there's not a mention of Kol HaLaila being kosher in Megillah. And not only that, when the Gemara has to go looking and searching for what is it that the Mishnah is coming to include, when it says Kol HaLaila, mitzvahs that you're supposed to do at night, they're kosher the whole night, so the Gemara has to go and find eating the Korban Pesach as the example for things which are kosher by night is kosher the whole night. Why couldn't the Gemara discuss the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Balaila? So it would seem that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Balaila is not the Ikar Takana, and that Mishnah is only discussing things which are deraisa or similar to a deraisa, midivrei kabbalah, and that mitzvah is only bayoyim. The mitzvah, the takonas hanaviim that the Megillah is talking about, you may have purim ve'elin, the skarim ve'nasim, the chiyuv mikra Megillah. That's dafka bayoyim. We saw that mitamze Taisus paskins and the Rosh paskins that we say shechiyonu by night and by day. So even though normally it doesn't make any sense, once you say shechiyonu once, you don't continue to say shechiyonu again on the same mitzvah. So other Abbasis says the reason we say shechiyonu by day is because the main mitzvah and the mitzvah that you're mekayim, the divrei kabbalah, that only takes place by day. So in that case, why do we say shechiyonu at all at night? So you could say it's on the mitzvah derabbanan of Kriyas Megillah, but if you look, the Tnei Yeshua says that really when you're making the mitzvah, the bracha of Shechiyonu at night, it's not really going on the Megillah. It goes on the Megillah also, and we're misakin it by the Megillah, but they wouldn't have made a Shechiyonu just because of the Kriya at night, which is only a takana derabbanan. They made the takana to say Shechiyonu at night, it's really Shechiyonu on the Yontiv, just like we say by every Yontiv. And Sukkot, we make a Shechiyonu the first night of Sukkot to go on the Yontiv, and then we make a Shechiyonu the next day on the Lulav. So over here also, we're making Shechiyonu the first night of the night of Purim, when we lay in the Megillah, so we put it together with the mitzvah midrabanan, but really it's the Iker on the Yom Purim, on the Yontiv, and then we make a Shechiyonu by day, that's going on the Iker mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, mitakonat hanaviim, of laying the Megillah by Yom. Another very strong smach that the Iker takona is only by Yom, is the fact that we know, the beginning of the Masechta Megillah discusses the fact that the Chachomim were mekel for the people who lived in the villages. We need to have people living in the villages to be able to provide food for the people in the big cities. And those people, they didn't necessarily have the infrastructure and a shul and a balkaira. And they used to come into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays for market day, they have Kriyas HaTorah then. So they were mekel that they could be makdim, they can push back their laning of the Megillah to the market day, to the Monday or Thursday that comes before Purim. Now, when were they coming in? They were coming in only by day. They weren't coming in at night. And if they're staying overnight and inconveniencing themselves, might as well let them come in for Purim. So it would seem, and many Rishonim assume like that, that they were only laning Megillah by Yom. Now, if the Takonas Hanaviim was to lay in the Megillah by night and by day, it's very shver that they allowed the people in the Kfarim to get away with only laying the Megillah by day. So that would seem to be another smach that the mitzvah of Midivrei Neviim is only by Yom and not by Laila. There are those that want to say, the Ritva, maybe the Rajva as a tzad, that at night they also laned it in the Kfarim, and it's just that in the Kfarim they're able to lane, each person lane B'yechidus, and they needed to lane B'rabim, B'tzibra, that they only had in the big city, in the Mela, for the Kriya Bayoim, they came to the big city and they had the Pesuminisa. They didn't have that at night, but it's a little bit difficult to understand that way. Not necessarily did every person, every villager who was a farmer had a Megillah Ksheira that he could lean from and he knew how to lean from. So it would definitely seem the Pashtus would be that they only had Kriyas Megillah, and the Iker Takonas Hanaviim was Bayoim, and the Mela, they were never Mechayiv when they added this Takonah Derabonim to lean at night, they weren't Mechayiv the villagers. So that would be the Shita of Taisus, the Rosh. On the other hand, we saw that the Rambam is not mechalik between night and day at all, and he says that you only make the Birchas Shechiyonu by night. It would seem to be that the Rambam understands that the Chiyuv is the same by night and by day. It's both the same Chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. Also, we saw the Rav Yoh definitely understood Azoi, because the Rav Yoh said that the Chiyuv likreis HaMegillah by night, since there's the hekesh of Zechir Lasia, we make a hekesh between the Kriyas HaMegillah and the Kiyam Mitzvah Hayoyim, which includes Mitzvah Suda. He says, therefore, there's a mitzvah to have a Suda also by night. So definitely, if he's understanding that the hekesh applies, he's understanding that this is the Chiyav Megillah, which is mentioned in the Pasuk, and therefore, it would seem that the Rav Yoh understands that it is Midivrei Kabbalah by night. Now, you could be madcha that, the Rajva seems to understand, perhaps, that even though it's midrabbanan, you could still say the hekesh, because maybe midrabbanan ke'in deraisa tiknu, but the pashtus of the Rav Yoh would seem to indicate that he holds that it's midivrei kabbalah by night also. One other smach, which I didn't see that they wrote down over here, is the Chum Sadeshin that we went through a few weeks ago, when he talks about why you're not allowed to be toyim before Mikra Megillah. So he mentions the fact it's by night, and he also says that the reason you're not toyim before Mikra Megillah is because we see the chashivas of Mikra Megillah is that we're mevatel all mitzvahs mitnei Mikra Megillah. We're mevatel avodah and talmud Torah and everything for Mikra Megillah. Now, this that we're mevatel all these inyanim for Megillah, when the Mishnah says that l'chayra, the Mishnah is talking about, and when the Gemara discusses it, and Rabbi Danasi, the Gemara was discussing the ikar chi of Mikra Megillah. If the Mikra Megillah that is the ikar chi of is only by Yoim, so I don't know where the Chumash Hadeshin had a raya from that we have to be so machmir balayla not to be toyim before the Megillah. Maybe the drabbanim the kemikra Megillah, you can be more mekel. Who says that we have to be so machmir by the one that's only midrabbanim? It would seem that Chumash Hadeshin understood that it has the same chaymer as the day Megillah, the night Megillah has the same chaymer. And the truth is, if you look in the Magen Avraham, when he brings down the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Magen Avraham is trying to wiggle out of the Trumas Hadeshen, like we saw, he wants to be Mekel to be Tayim before the Megillah. So one of the Magen Avraham's reasons why he says that you don't have to be Machmir is because he says the Iker Mikr Megillah is Bayoin. So it seemed to be that he's arguing in the Trumas Hadeshen. You know, this is the Nechanami. The Trumas Hadeshen holds that the Iker is Bayoin Ubalayla, but we, the Iker hold, and Ramah Paskin, that we say Shechyonu both times, we hold that the Iker Mikr Megillah is Bayoin. So, L'chair, it would seem to be that the Trumas Hadeshen also is of the opinion that by night and by day you have this Iker Chiyas. Now, what about L'halacha? So it's interesting. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, you only make Shechyonu at night. But when my L'halacha Shulchan says, that's not a Raya, that the Rambam, and by extension the Mechaber, hold that by night has the same Chaymer as by day, because you could say that really it's not the same Chaymer, but once you made a Shechiyonu, even though you made a Shechiyonu on the Shvacher or Chiyev, on the Drabon Dike Chiyev, you can't make Shechiyonu again, so you don't have a proof of what the Mechaber Paskins, Ramah definitely says that we make Shechiyonu by day also, would seem to be going with the Tais and the Rosh, that the Iker Chiyev is by Yoyim. It's interesting, Mishneh Berurah seems to be Machmer both ways. The Mishneh Berurah, on the one hand, he's discussing a suffix. If you're Yaitz the Megillah, you aren't Yaitz the Megillah. The Mishneh Berurah says that since it's Divrei Kabbalah, you have to be Machmir. And the Mishneh Berurah says this, B'negeah, the Kriyas Halayla. But on the other hand, the Mishneh Berurah also brings down the fact that the Iker Kriyas Bayayin. He quotes the Magen Avraham in other places. So it seems to me the Mishneh Berurah is at least being Machmir both ways. Misafik, he's going Be'iker that the main Kriya is Bayayin. But he's being Machmir also, it seems like, Belaywa, you have to be Chayshish that has the Chaymer of a Divrei Kabbalah. Now, what are the nafkaminas if it's at night is a chiyav midivrei Kabbalah, or if it's only midivrei hasayfrim, it's a takana derabanan. So there's a number of nafkaminas. So first of all, we have the nafkamina that we really saw last week when we discussed the chiyav of Noshim to lay in the Megillah, and we had the Shitas HaBahag that held that Noshim cannot be Maitzi Anoshim. So we saw that a number of Achronim wanted to say that perhaps that's only by the chiyav Mikra Megillah by Yoyim, where the men have a more chomer dike chiyav, midivrei Kabbalah, Ruach HaKodesh, whatever, Tere Evan makes it almost like a deraisa, and the Meilu Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma, ladies are potter, but by Yoyim, Balaila, but if Balaila is only a chiyav midir Abonon, so then we saw a number of Achronim wanted to say that perhaps ladies can be mighty men. And in addition, we know that the Gemara says that included in the Mikra Megillah is a Kiyam of Howl. Kriyua Zui Hilua, that the Kriyas HaMegillah is considered a form of saying Howl, and ladies are potter from Howl. So that would be another nafkamina, that by Yoyim we saw that the ladies maybe can't be Yaitzi the men because the Howl aspect, the lady can't be Yaitzi a man. But when it comes to the Kriyas HaLaila, where there's no Howl, we only say by day, so perhaps a lady can be Yaitzi a man, especially if it's only the Rabbanan. We saw another reason why maybe the Iker Takana was only by Yoyim, besides for the fact that the Niskar and Benassim referred to that the Zechira has to be at the same time as the Asiyah, and the Asiyah is only by Yoyim, because that's when the Mitzvah Hayoyim were, but that still doesn't tell us why. So we saw that there are those that want to say because the Mitzvah, the Mulchama, Pnei Shul brings us down, other Achayim, that the Iker Mitzvah has to do with the Zman Mulchama. And Mulchama, we see from different rayas, is only the Iker Bayoyim. So if Mulchama is the Iker Bayoyim, and that's when the Mechias HaMalik is, so Zechira, that reminds us of that, also is only in the Zman of Yoyim. And ladies who don't have the Mechia, so the Mela, they can't be Maitzi a man. But again, could be, when it comes to the Kriyas HaLaila, where it doesn't have this added element of the Mechias HaMalik, which ladies are potter from, maybe a lady could be Maitzi a man. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina we mentioned already is that when it comes to Sfeikas, so we know Sofik Derabonon Lekulam, but a Sofik in Divrei Kabbalah, many Achronim hold, has the Chaymer of a Deraisa, so that would be an nafkamina if you have a Sofik. If you're Yoytz in Megillah at night, do you have to lane over again? And it's also Negeah if you have a city, which the Gemara discusses some cities where it's a Sofik, if there are Mukafas Chaymer, you might be Yeshua Benun, or if you have the places near Yerushalayim, are they part of Yerushalayim or not part of Yerushalayim, you want to lay in the Megillah twice, so do you have to lay in the Megillah also an extra time at night to be Yaitz of the Sofik? That also may be that if it's only Midrabbanan, Sofik Midrabbanan Lekula. Another nafkamina I still brought down is when it comes to a Katan, some young kid just hit 13 years old, and you're not sure if he was a Gish Deis Iris or not, is he really a godel or not. So when it comes, we know that this chazaka de rabba, that we assume, we have a right to assume that once a kid hits 13, that he's already a godel. But we only say that for the rabbanon. For the raises, we're not saying on this chazaka de rabba. So another nafkamina, can a 13-year-old boy, if you're not sure if he was heavy shtei sayers, could he be the balkeir at night? So if it's only midrabbanon, could be that he could be Maitzi, he could be Semich in the Chazaka de Rabba, but if it's in the Raisa, maybe he can't. And so the Yeshua Yaakov wants to say in Afkamina b'nei Geya mitzvah shrichas kavana, the by the Raisa and who adin divrei Kabbalah, you have to have kavana to be Maitzi. But by the Rabban, let's say some reason, a person's listening to Megillah, he just wants to hear the Balkaira, but he didn't have in mind to be Yaitse, the mitzvah mikra Megillah, would he be Yaitse now? So could be by night, when it's only the Rabbanon, he'd be Yaitse. The Maitse Mishavura says that we hold, even by the Rabbanon, mitzvah shrichas kavana, but that's another possible nafkamina. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan had a nafkamina, b'nei Geya, if a person is in a situation where for whatever reason, he's only able to listen to the Megillah once, either by night or by day. So is it better, Eimavir na'al mitzvah, listen to the night Megillah, or should I wait for the day Megillah when it's the Iker Chiyuv? So if it's the day Aisa, if the day is the Iker Takonim, by night only Midrabonon, maybe the Chulz Mitzadid, you should wait for the daytime. But if it's the same Chiyuv, so Avad Eimavir na'al mitzvah, the Maisa Rachashulchan says, anyways, Eimavir na'al mitzvah. But other Achroinim, it's Negev, for other Alochas, when you have a similar Sophic, you know, there's the famous Shuvah about someone who could get out of jail once, the Amos Aminion, should he get out of jail the first day they gave him opportunity for the furlough, or should he wait until Yom Kippur or something choshev? And there's machloek sachroinim, is it better aim avin al mitzvah grab the first opportunity, or should he wait for a more choshev mitzvah? So it would seem to be totally in this shaila. If the night is less of a choshev kiyam mitzvah, should you let it pass by, or no, you should grab the first opportunity that you have? We saw also nafkamina, perhaps benegir the suda balaila, that if you hold that the chiyav Mikra Megillah's Belaila, so Rav Yos says, then that also requires us to eat a Suda Belaila. So these are some of the nafkaminas that would come out if the Chi of Mikra Megillah Belaila is part of the Chi of Midivrei Kabbalah, or if it's only Midivrei Seifrim, it's only Takana Derabanan. One thing we have to discuss still is, what would be the reason, so we discussed some of the reasons why the Chi of would only be Bayoim, Mochanas HaMolek, and Hallel, and that's when the Iker Pesumi Nisa is. But why then did the Rabbanon add, if Mordechai and Esther, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, said the Chiyuv is to lain if I night, why Taka did they add an extra Kriyas HaMegillah? And it's even more shver, we saw the Hartzi brings down from the Binyan Shlema, who says that he understands, the Binyan Shlema says a Chiddush, that this, that there's a Chiyuv to lain by night, it was not, not only wasn't from Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, it wasn't from the Tanoim, it was first Nischadish in the days of Yeshua ben Levi. So he wants to say, it was only Nischadish Me'am Eiron. And he brings a Rai, the mission never discusses laying by night. We had the mission which he discussed, which talks about the fact that, when the Gemara is looking for something that's kosher called Lila, the Gemara couldn't talk about Megillah, it's in fact Megillah. We have the issue with the Kfarim, the people in the villages, that what happened, the whole special Takana for them only helps for the daytime. Binyan Shlema says that the whole Takana was only made Me'am Eiron. The Hatzi is extremely bothered. How could it be? If for whatever reason, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah felt it's only important to have a Kriya Bayoyim, and the Tanoim and the whole days of the Bayi Sheni, they only had a Kriya Bayoyim. Only later in the days of Amiram, they decided to add a Kriya Balayim. And the Hatzi, that seems to be his main reason why he doesn't like the Binyan Shlema, and he goes to answer up his Rayas. So what would Taka be the reasoning to have a later Takana? And even if it wasn't later, but why did the Rabbanon, besides for the Iker Chiyuv, come and be Moisif, a Chiyuv, to lain the Megillah by night? So I was thinking, Efshir B'derech Drush, that we know that when it talks about Yoyim and Laila, we know that Yoyim refers to the Zman HaGu'ula, Leizachisi, Leomer Yitzias Mitzrayim, Baleilis refers to the fact that you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzias Mitzrayim even when you're in Golos. That Yoyim refers to the Zman HaGu'ula when the Gilui Shtina is apparent, and Laila refers to when you're in the dark and in the night when you're in the Tzara. So it could be that the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah, the Iker Takana was the Takana L'Hoydis V'Lahalo, that they're Mesakim Bayoyim. It's a representation of the Chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're Makir the Nes, when you're Makir the Hashgacha Protos, you can look back and see how everything fit perfectly into place and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us. By night, when you're B'Shas the Tzara, So there's no howl Belila. We don't say howl when we're b'shas atzara. That they didn't make the chi of Mikra Megillah. But it could be that the Chacham said that it's not enough just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the tzara, that we have to lay in the Megillah by night also, and maybe they're only misakin it after they lost the Churban Bayis. That b'shas Churban Bayis, b'shas the Bayis Sheni was standing, so we really still felt the after effects of the Neis Purim, which eventually led to Dayavish, who's Esther's son, rebuilding the Bayis Sheni. And there was no need, maybe, to remind us to lay and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belayla. It was later that Meron came after Christ had already left, after the Zman HaTanoim, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore, and it felt like the whole Nes was in this battle, that there was a special takana that, no, Dafka, now we have to lay in the Megillah Belayla also, to remind us that the Emtza HaTzara, when we're in the Tzara, we should also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also be makir that everything that's going on is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading up to the ultimate Yeshua, and just like in the Megillah, we can look back and see how everything was l'toiv, and Hashem was preparing the Yeshua already from the beginning of the story. So Bez Hashem, soon Mashiach comes, we'll be able to see how everything was part of the Yeshua. Bez Hashem, we should take a bizaycha, bekarev, to the ultimate Yeshua, and be able to say howl for all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all the years. Shkeach. Fair Kippurim.